It's been a week of revelations and resignations in Harrisburg as more information is released from the Pennsylvania Attorney General's office about sexually explicit emails exchanged by high-level officials on state computers. And now a justice on the state Supreme Court is implicated. WHYY senior reporter Dave Davies joins me to bring us up to date. And Dave, first off, remind us, why are we learning now about all these emails exchanged years ago?
Yeah, you know, it's odd, Dave, because usually things like this emerge in the context of a sexual harassment complaint, but not here. This was just the guys passing around some pretty raunchy stuff, I have to say. We won't get into details here, but you can find it in other media accounts if you want to. These were discovered, you'll remember, Dave, when State Attorney General Kathleen Kane did that really exhaustive review of the Sandusky child abuse investigation. In the course of that, all this digital misbehavior was discovered. Really nothing happened until word got around the Capitol about it, and the media asked for it, and now Kane is releasing some of this. He's named some of the more than 30 people involved, released some of the stuff, but it's come out a piece at a time, which is also a little strange. She said that some people are protected by union contracts or personnel policies, so we don't get it all at once.
And how are those embarrassed by all this connected to Governor Tom Corbett?
Well, the governor was the state attorney general when that investigation happened, so a lot of the people identified as exchanging this stuff were or are his appointees, his former chief of staff, his former press secretary, and yesterday the governor made some moves after learning more. He got the resignation of Chris Abruzzo, the state's environmental protection secretary, a big name. He also, a deputy counsel in that department, resigned. The governor effectively cleared the head of the state police, Frank Noonan, because he concluded that he had not originated, opened, or forwarded any of the nasty stuff. But, you know, I think, Dave, we're going to get more of this.
We are 1 month and 1 day out from the November 4th elections. Of course, the governor is in the heart of a re-election battle. What's this doing for or against his campaign?
Well, it can't be good. I mean, there's no evidence that he participated in any of this frat boy stuff, and it's hard to know whether voters will blame him. But these stories get a lot of attention. Sex sells, and the governor's name is included prominently in many of them. It at least creates a distraction that makes it harder for him to get his message out at a time, Dave, as you know, he really needs to catch up in the polls. And to the extent it feeds an impression that state government is just kind of screwed up, spending time on the wrong things, it's not helpful to the governor.
But wait, there's more. Another interesting name has come up in connection with the email. State Supreme Court Justice Seamus McCaffrey. What do we know about what he's up to?
Well, nothing official. He is not among those named in the releases by Kane, but the Allentown Morning Call has published a story that the justice sent some of these sexually explicit emails from a private email account, not his state government email. But according to the story, he sent them to officials of the state attorney general's office who then shared them with others on their state computers. It's not clear whether this will get the justice into trouble. There's some general language in the Code of Judicial Conduct that might apply, but the Chief Justice, Ron Castile, has said he wants to know about any judges involved in this, and he has said they will, quote, have to pay the piper.
Thanks, Dave.
Thank you.